How many Instagram models do you follow?
I unfollowed them all.
Why?
Here's what I hate about Instagram models. Thirst trap. Thirst trap. Titties. Thirst trap. Oh, my niece's graduation. What? Get that the fuck out of here. What? Start another Instagram account for your family. Thirst trap. Their boobies, ass shots, shaking, strip club, poop. And then it's like some little kid. Like, first day of school. What?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Yes, you. Forget about the extra 600 pounds you have on you and the Cheeto fingers and living with your parents and driving that 1992 Honda without a left side of the car. Don't worry about it, Brian. You're ready to go. Hot librarians all over the country are ready to suck your dick with their friends. All you have to do is get yourself a cowboy hat and a buttoned-up shirt from Banana Republic.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Oh, yes, it does. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. What? Have you seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course I have.
How many times have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, I mean, 100. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Over I used to be years, able to repeat that almost word for word.
I saw it in the
word.
Theater when it
you
first
saw it in the
came
theater?
In. My grandmother took me to go see it. Yes.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
When you were like 10?
Yeah.
Wow. That was brave of your grandma.
Yeah. We used to always go to like dinner and a movie.
That was amazing. That your grandmother, I didn't see it.
She was cool.
Yeah. She must have been cool. We saw it for the first. My dad told me something
she
interesting.
She smoked long cigarettes and had an RX-7, a Mazda RX-7.
She had a Mazda RX-7 and she smoked Capri cigarettes?
Yes.
Capris. Remember those?
Yes.
God, I always felt like such a yahoo when I had to borrow a Capri from my mom. Because my mom used to smoke Benson and Hedges.
Oh, the Benson and Hedges.
Slims.
Yeah.
And then she used
That's
to smoke
what they
Capri.
Were. It was
yeah,
the
Benson and
Hedges
Slims. Because those were the sophisticated cigarettes.
Yes.
If you wanted to die in sophistication, you smoked Benson and Hedges. If you wanted to look sophisticated while you were dying, you would smoke Benson and Hedges Slims, which were an inch longer than a regular cigarette. And the size of a micro penis. I mean, they were like the weirdest things.
Yes.
And whenever I smoked them, I had to pull so hard on it because like, just to get like a half a drag. Like,
I know.
Mom, these are awful. Well, buy your own
menthol.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. The menthols, too.
Oh, yeah. The menthols were a thing for a while. You know, they outlawed menthol cigarettes?
They should.
Yeah. I mean, goddamn. What is that, fiberglass in there?
Yes.
That makes the menthol taste is fiberglass.
Yes.
Fiberglass. Who knew? Menthol, who knew that fiberglass tasted so good? Because I'll tell you what, a good menthol cigarette, if you were a cigarette smoker, a menthol was like a treat, right? Every once in a blue moon, you hit one. You know, I used to do the Camel Crush.
Oh, the crush.
The crush.
It.
Yeah, you crush it. And then liquid of fiberglass would go into the back of your throat. It's so stupid to think about why we were all smoking cigarettes. But goddamn, what I love one. I went to Vegas. I saw those people smoking cigarettes. And the first 5 minutes, all I wanted to do was run to the gift shop and buy a pack of cigarettes. And then the second, anything past 5 minutes, it just made me sick to my stomach. I was like, oh, my God, so much cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get why Vegas needs to, because people who are anxious gamble more. And people who are anxious smoke more than people who are not.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what's been reported. So I am squarely, like, I'm not a gambler, but I'm way anxious. So what I don't gamble on, I make up for in anxiety. I could be a smoker for sure. But, you know, I gave it up a long time ago. And for the better. But anyway, I digress. What I was going to say,
what were you talking about?
My dad.
Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller. But let me share with you, and I think I've said this before, but I'll share because there's so many fucking episodes of The Commercial Break, you'll never be able to find it. My dad shared with me just recently that, yes, as per my memory, he was the first one in the neighborhood to get cable.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually got the cable company to come to the house, run the cable off the line. He was the first one in the neighborhood to have cable. So everyone got excited and everyone came
because
over.
Because everybody could, juice it from your house. Right?
Yeah, probably. My dad was probably had a bunch of splitters going off
the splitters.
There. Yeah, actually, I don't think that my dad's not that, doesn't have that type of personality. He would be like, no, no. He's not a rule breaker. Yeah, but people could come over and watch. We also had a pool in the backyard. So there's a lot of reasons why people would come over to the house in the neighborhood. But I will never forget a bunch of people in the neighborhood over to watch this amazing thing called cable television, and Nickelodeon's first day as a cable station was a couple of days after we had gotten cable in my memory. Okay. And my dad seems to think that I'm correct about this. So people were over, we were watching Nickelodeon come on air. So there were kids in there. And the first movie that they showed was Black Beauty. Do you remember that movie? Black Beauty, about the horse?
Yeah.
People who die in the horrible boat fire and then the horse. It's a horribly scary movie. There's nothing for children in there. It's a terrible movie. Terribly scary movie for children. Because the first scene is like a big fire and people are dying and the horse jumps in the water and it's just a whole thing. But my dad also said, I loved being the first one in town to have cable. Because I also was the first one, I watched MTV come on air, and I used to watch MTV all the time. And I'm like, you watched MTV all the time? Like, I don't remember this about my dad. My dad didn't seem like an MTV kind of guy. But he's like, oh yeah, when you kids went to bed, I'd watch MTV the whole time. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. You know, my dad's a little cooler than I thought. But because we had cable, we saw Ferris Bueller very quickly after it left the theaters. And it wasn't a huge hit. If I'm recalling this correctly, it wasn't a huge hit in the theaters. When it became a huge hit is after it started rerunning on cable. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a classic movie.
Oh, by so a classic.
Classic director. And it's just because I also grew up in Chicago and it's based in Chicago.
That's true. And it's kind of every kid's dream to
skip school
and get away with it and have a whole day of freedom.
Of freedom.
Of going.
Driving a Ferrari around town.
The Cubs game. The restaurant, the Cubs game, the whole thing.
So for those of you who've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Ferris is a kind of, I guess, like mischievous, but.
And you know, Cameron from that movie is in Succession.
Yeah,
you know,
he is.
I love that.
So Ferris is this like, you know, this mischievous but good looking and very popular high school student. And he fakes being sick in a very
with a Casio keyboard.
Yeah, go watch the movie. I don't want to give away. I don't want to tell you the entire movie, which I could, by the way, probably repeat some of this verbatim.
I think so.
Because I've seen it so many fucking times. Mm-hmm. But I have this shirt. You've seen it on the show if you've ever watched the YouTube channel. I wear it often. It's Save Ferris.
Right.
So I go into the coffee shop the other day, a coffee shop, not my usual one, but I go into the coffee shop and there's a young girl behind the counter. And she says, why are we saving Ferris? And I go, because he has the flu, you know? He's coughing up a lung, you know? And she goes, no, I don't think he was coughing up a lung. I think it had something to do with his liver. And I was like, wait, you know the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And she's like, of course I know the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I've watched it a million times. She couldn't have been older than 25 years old, not even 21 years old. And I was like, wow, that's really amazing that this movie has survived generation after generation to be one of those, you know, movies that endures. It's iconic. And the reason why I'm saying this right now is because I have had questions. What is the t-shirt that you wear? Save Ferris.
Oh.
Save Ferris Bueller. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a name of there's a band from the 90s that was called Save Ferris.
Oh.
But I don't I don't remember a fucking thing they did. But Save Ferris was what was on, they, in during the day, they collected money and they wrote it on a water tower, like your local water tower. They wrote it on the water tower, Save
and
Ferris.
And Jennifer Grey, who was baby
from Dirty Dancing.
Yep. is the sister, and she's pissed.
She is a bitch in that movie.
She hates that he is getting away with it. Anyways,
Bueller.
It's a fantastic,
fantastic Yeah. So that's the answer. So when this girl asked me the question, it reminded me that some people had asked, what is that t-shirt that you wear? Save Ferris. Save Ferris from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Come on, kids, get it together. If you've never seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, get on it. And who's the girl who, Ione Skye, isn't it?
Yes,
girl who, Ione Skye.
Netflix has a whole thing out there on. Yeah, she was so
Ione
beautiful.
Ione Skye.
I'm sure she still is.
In lingerie next to the pool.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That is a.
She had the white friend's jacket on too.
Yeah.
And like the boots.
But it's that scene in the pool. There's no nudity, obviously. I think she's underage when they film the movie, but Ione Skye was the girl who played Ferris's girlfriend.
And they get her out of school, too.
They get her out of school. She is just so gorgeous in that movie. It was like my first, I think, real heartthrob crush on a celebrity was Ione Sky. And the name, I mean, it's just perfect.
Boys
perfect
wanted to be with her. Girls wanted to be her.
That's right.
I wanted to be her.
Girls want to fuck you. Guys want to know you. You're amazing, Brian. Amazing. Girls want to get with you. Boys want to be you. It's unbelievable. Look how you glide through the strip club. I'm gliding through the strip club because I'm so high on cocaine. My feet can't touch the ground. There goes Brian. Back to the bathroom. Here comes Brian. Back to the table. Oh, there he goes again. Back to the bathroom. That guy's got a... Oh, here he is. Forgot his matchbook. Why do you need a matchbook to go to the bathroom, bro? Oh, he's back. Oh, there goes Brian getting kicked out of the strip club again. Where's that matchbook, bro? I need it back. So the movie came on the other day. The girl asked me about, I watched the entire movie from front to back when I was here, so sitting good. Here doing some editing. It's so good. It stands the test of time. It
Absolutely.
Really does. It's a good movie. It's a funny movie. It's every high schooler's dream. Well, of course, nowadays this probably happens on a daily basis. I mean, I can't imagine.
It's got to be so different now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's pretty more. It's a lot more locked down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can't roll the old grandmother's bones.
Yeah. Sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah.
So sorry, you high schoolers, that we have fucked it royally up for you. Promise. Promise, promise that we'll try and do something about it. Not on this show, but, you know, off air.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't address it here, but off air, we're trying to do something about it. Chrissy, one of our favorite topics. Oh, and also, there's a moment, and I don't know if you've, as an adult, when I watch this, I noticed that there's a moment toward the end of the movie when Ione Sky and Cam, and what's her name in the movie?
Shoot.
Peterson, something Peterson. Isn't it Peterson?
Is it like Willow or something like that?
Ferris Bueller's Day. Sorry, you know I hate Googling stuff, but I have to. Sloane. Oh, and her name is not Ione Sky. It's Mia Sara.
Oh.
I thought it was Ione Sky.
They're from the same era, and they look kind of similar. So.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So Mia Sara, not Ione Sky. I've been saying Ione Sky for years. I'm so wrong about that. Mia Sara.
You say it with conviction,
I do. If you say it with conviction, people believe it. They don't even bother Googling it. Now half the audience who just tuned out of the episode because they're like, I don't want to hear Brian talk about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They're going to go around saying, Ione Sky was awesome in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And people are going to be like, who? Ione Sky wasn't in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So anyway, Mia Sara plays Sloane Peterson. And... there's a moment in the end of the movie when her and Cam are talking about their future plans.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems a little hanky to me, like almost as if Cam and Sloane are in love. Like maybe there was a threesome going on.
I think they had an affection for each other.
Yeah, it would just, you know, made my mind go to brother husbands.
It's just threesomes.
Brother husbands. So you know how we like to talk about threesomes around here, or any combination of multiple partners.
Yeah.
Chrissy and I have a certain affinity and fascination for. So I thought, what do you do when your girlfriend, then the hot girlfriend, you're just not aware or you don't understand if she wants to have a threesome?
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, there are many men on the internet who will tell you the signs that she's into a threesome. So here's another pickup artist. Don't know this guy's name. We'll learn it. In a nice cowboy hat, who's telling you, us, the four signs your girlfriend really wants to have a threesome.
Four, exactly four.
And that's what he says.
Okay.
But I, you know, if he's like any of these other shitheads, it's 12 discombobulated things he's going to tell us with no
one A, one B.
Yeah, there's going to be, but none of them are action items. You can't take action on any of them. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/the commercial break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at the commercial break and TCB live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break. TCB. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found a gentleman telling us about how we look for the signs that our girlfriends want to have a threesome.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here he is. Look at him. this guy.
Is that Luke Bryan?
It kind of looks like Luke Bryan, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know who this guy is, actually. I can't remember his name. This has been months ago.
Luke
when I
Bryant off-country show.
Well, just for those, you can go to youtube.com/the commercial break, as usual, and you can go see this guy. But he's wearing a cowboy hat and a buttoned-up white T-shirt from Banana Republic, buttoned-up long-sleeve T-shirt from Banana Republic. It's not a...
With a white tee under it.
Yeah, this is not the look I would go for if I was looking for a threesome, but, you know.
He's just giving us the rules.
Jesse here, and you are in for a real treat today. I want you to buckle up your seatbelt because today I'm giving you the 4 secret signs that sweet, innocent angel of a girl is actually super kinky and
is actually a huge slut, is what he really wanted to say. I mean, come on, man. This is such clickbait.
Having a threesome with a cool guy just like yourself and with another beautiful girl. That pure, innocent-looking angel, the girl at the library, the one wearing those glasses, you know, a lot of girls, they look sweet and so innocent on the surface, but in actuality, they are the biggest freaks. And she might want to meet a guy like you. A guy like
me? She wants to date me? You mean the super hot, slinky, sexy librarian wearing glasses with her hair up really just wants
they
to take
quickly,
off all her clothes?
Quickly take it down.
Take it down.
Out of the bun.
That's right. Literally
it.
Bends over the computer mm-hmm. station at the local library with her ass cheeks spread and ready to rock. Not only with me, but with another hot, slinky, sexy woman wearing glasses ready to get it on.
Yes.
This is my lucky day.
It's you.
Oh, wait, it's me. Me?
You who's going to introduce her to your other female friends to have a threesome with and fulfill all of her threesome fantasies. And these are the 4 hidden secret signs that you want to look for to know if that girl is in the threesomes or not. And if you follow this advice, you can literally pick those kinky girls.
Picture this guy like she's wearing glasses, he's got a bun,
yeah.
She's kinky. Wait, so, oh,
secret sign number one.
Yeah, she slaps him.
She's wearing no underwear. Secret sign number 2, she's sucking my dick. Secret sign number 3, she's giving that other guy a hand job. Secret sign number 4, she's in the threesome. It's amazing.
I love it. It would be girls introducing to
of course.
Her friends.
That's how it happens, Chrissy.
Her friends, yeah.
When you find that super secret slut you're looking for, she's going to introduce you to her friends who are also secret, super secret sluts.
Yes.
That just, they're super hot. They just
it's
dress weirdly. Yeah.
It's a network.
This is already full of tropes and, and misinformation.
Right out from the crowd and make all of your fantasies come true without the awkwardness
you,
or the chance of
in the crowd.
Me? Yes, you. Forget about the extra 600 pounds you have on you and the Cheeto fingers and living with your parents and driving that 1992 Honda without a left side of the car. Don't worry about it, Brian. You're ready to go. Hot librarians all over the country are ready to suck your dick with their friends. All you have to do is get yourself a cowboy hat and a buttoned-up shirt from Banana Republic. literally dropping panties everywhere you go. Every library you go, panties will drop. What's that puddle under that hot librarian's feet? It's her vagina, waiting for you and her three best friends to tickle your balls. Well, the hot librarian sits on your face. It's all coming your way, bro. It's your lucky day. You turned on my YouTube channel.
Objection. But, you know, if you're just into vanilla relationships, then this video is definitely not for you. And you should definitely close your eyes and cover your ears right now.
It was all sounding good till you said it was not for us vanilla guys.
Hey, all you have to do is close your eyes and cover your ears.
Oh, I'm back in the game.
All right, guys, let's crack into it. All right, gentlemen, the first sign that that sweet, innocent angel of a girl is actually a little naughty devil in disguise and secretly wants to have a threesome is that, guys, look, you can't just ask a girl outright. Even if the girl really does want to have a threesome, even if that's her fantasy of fantasies, girls still want to maintain that outer image of being the good girl. Because women do not want to be judged by society. Women do not want to be outcast by the group. Women always want to have permission. They always want to have approval by society.
Except for their group of secret.
Other super hot, sexy, slutty women that they're running around with. First of all. Second of all, who appointed you decider of women's opinions? What are you talking about, dude? You're wearing a cowboy hat you bought at an airport gift shop. Who's fucking you? Who made you king of the world?
You ask a girl outright if she likes threesomes, if that's what she wants, she's probably going to act all embarrassed and she will shut down. She's either going to deny...
Do you like threesomes?
I like 12-somes. Let me call my other... We have a society of super hot, slutty librarians.
Ooh, you just asked me if I like threesomes.
Oh, you opened up Pandora's vagina.
I outright, or she's not going to give you a straight answer about it, but she will not tell you the truth. So instead of asking a girl outright whether she's in the threesomes or not, what you have to do instead is build sexual comfort with a girl. You have to build sexual comfort with her. You have to build sexual comfort with her to the point where she can freely and openly
burst with.
She can explode with other women in your bedroom.
You have to build and build.
Brian, now that we've been to second base twice, I want to bring in six of my friends. There's Candy, Sandy, Andy, and Handy. She does the hand jobs, not the real names.
By the way, is this a question or a super secret sign? See, all these guys get this wrong. It's all clickbait. They find a cool title for a video and then they try and backfill it with bullshit.
Talk about
honestly,
her.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
He said 4 super secret signs your girlfriend's into threesomes, but now he's making us do the work. I thought we just had to look for the signs.
I know.
And then we're going to get laid a couple times by the hot librarian and her super secret friends.
So fantasies stupid. With you and feel comfortable about it without feeling embarrassed by it. Where she knows that you are not going to judge her. Where she feels comfortable revealing her inner desires to you. And sexual comfort for a girl is much like regular comfort, except that she's...
It's like much like regular comfort, only it's extremely uncomfortable. Because I
and
have
sexual.
My... Yes, because me and 3 of my guy friends have my dicks all over them. Sexual comfort is unlike regular comfort. What? What are you fucking talking about, dude? Do you have anybody who helps you write these things?
Comfortable around you with her sexuality. For example, a girl who has been with her boyfriend for, say, 3 years, she'd feel comfortable walking naked in front of him because they've been together for 3 years.
Wait, hold on a second. I've been with Astrid for almost 9 years.
Had 9 children.
Had 9 children, possibly 10. Maybe an 11th on the way. And I've never seen her naked. I never thought to question this until now.
Years. She's sexually comfortable in front of her boyfriend. She knows that her boyfriend is not going to judge her body. She knows her boyfriend is not going to shame her. Whereas maybe there's another guy that she's highly sexually attracted to. It's this other guy that she is crushing on, but she lacks sexual comfort with this other guy. If she were to jump into bed with...
That's great news for the original dude who's been with her for 3 years. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Then you have the girl. Then you have the guy that your girlfriend's currently sleeping with, who she doesn't have sexual comfort with, but man, it's hot and heavy. They are fucking like little bunnies when she's at work.
And, you know, maybe she'd want him to turn off the lights because she just doesn't feel comfortable being naked in front of him. Yeah, she's sexually attracted to the guy, but she's also afraid that he might judge her. So if you want to find out whether a girl is into threesomes or not, guys, it all comes down to building sexual comfort.
Naked in front of the other person.
By the way, you, at the beginning of the video, you tell us that we can walk into a library, find a super secret slutty librarian who's super hot, just wearing glasses with her hair up.
Has a bunch of friends.
Yeah, has a bunch of friends that are also super secretly hot and slutty. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get laid because we're just looking for the super secret signs that she's ready for a threesome. And now we have to do a bunch of work. 3 years? I have to be with someone for three years?
Yeah, before... be comfortable and walk naked.
Yeah, I'm out. It's too much work. I don't have any 3-year plans.
It all comes down to building sexual.
Each year for the three years threesomes.
Oh, each year you get a new girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Builds.
I wasn't following the math. It builds. By the 10th year. By the 10th year, you're that, whatever his name is, Colby on Sister Wives. What's his name? Colton Colby. Asshole. Whatever his name is.
Comfort. Sexual comfort is everything, guys. If you want to find out what a girl is really into, you have to build sexual comfort with her. And if you don't build sexual comfort with her, she will lie. She will lie up and down with a completely straight face right to you. And you cannot trust
anything. What if she's serious, though?
I don't know. What the fuck? Yeah, what if she's being honest? I do not want to have a threesome. We've been together for 5 years. I don't even want to walk in front of you naked yet. I don't want to turn on the lights. Bro, you better stop asking because you ain't getting nowhere. I'm on to you. I know. I hear what you're saying.
Girl says, if you lack sexual comfort with her. Now, if you don't know how to build sexual comfort with a girl, well, building sexual comfort is very different from building regular comfort with her. And building sexual comfort is very different from building sexual tension with a girl. And building sexual comfort is very different than building sexual attraction with a girl.
I need a diagram. But
yeah.
it starts just with the word comfortable and then goes branches out.
Yeah. And first of all, second of all, these are not super secret signs. This is a bunch of work we have to do. It's so misleading, bro. No wonder none of these girls believe you.
And you need to know the difference between all these. Because if you don't know the difference...
Okay, flashcards. I need flashcards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I need to practice before the test because I don't know what he's talking about. He lost me a long time ago.
Well, it's just like throwing a bunch of spaghetti at the wall. Just trying a bunch of random crap and you don't know what's going to stick. It's like...
Do you want to have a threesome?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? What will stick? What do you want to do?
Do you want me to throw some spaghetti on you and see what sticks? I'm going to throw these three super hot, slutty librarians at you, and if one of them sticks, can we have a threesome? No? Well, that video I watched was completely wrong, and I've wasted 5 years of my life. Never even liked you.
Blind talking to a girl, hoping that you don't crash and burn. But don't worry, guys, because I have created for you a masterclass right here.
Oh, WinThatGirl.com.
Giving you a free plug, Jesse.
Whoa.
WinThatGirl.com. And if you happen to take his class, let us know about it.
it's at Win.
Similar to a master
girl.
Class.
Link in the description.
It's a master class and
master ass.
Master class and how to get ass.
Description below as well, where I walk you step by step through how to build sexual comfort with the girl, with how to build sexual tension with the girl, with how to build charged excitement with the girl, to getting the girl chasing after you and turning her into your loyal and loving girlfriend. So click on that link, guys.
Your loyal and loving girlfriend that wants to have sex with everybody else but you? What the fuck is going on? And then you also want to have sex with all her friends? This makes no sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old.
And check it out. All right, guys, the second sign that sweet, innocent girl for work or that female friend of yours, the second sign that she is indeed into threesomes is that she is not the jealous type. She's not actively trying to compete with other women. She doesn't.
Well, that was fun while it lasted, bro. Who is not the jealous type? Which human being on earth is not the jealous type? Explain to me. Because I've watched every show there is to watch about threesomes, and I'm going to tell you what right now, and I've been involved in a few of them, and I'm going to tell you right now, jealousy is a perfectly human condition that everyone experiences. There's no girl out there, none, nor boy, nor anybody else who identifies any other way that has no jealousy in their body. It doesn't work like that. It's a human emotion. You're full of shit. I should have never trusted you with that hat.
Freak out when another girl has larger breasts than she does. She doesn't freak out when another girl is a little bit more in shape. If she's a girl that
I don't even know if that's jealousy. Like, that girl has bigger breasts than me.
Look at her tits. Yeah. I'm going to deflate them. God. I've got my tit popper right here. I'm going to pop those tits.
The flow, and she's very relaxed and she's very chill. Where life isn't so heavy. Life isn't
she's
so
She's okay with
dense.
Other girls We're, looking different than her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It, cool. Which,
cool. Life isn't...
Cool, bro. Cool story, dude.
Just this battle to be won, but she's rather in a more collaborative frame with other human beings, then there's a pretty good chance that that girl would be down for a threesome with you and another babe. All right, gentlemen, the third son.
Another babe. Another babe.
If he's calling women babes.
Yes. He doesn't get threesomes. No, he Number does one. Not. Yeah. Number two, it's time to freshen up your Just for Men beard. Seriously.
And that a woman will be down for a threesome with you and another girl is if she's on the younger side, if she's a little bit younger in age, because guys.
Oh, man.
Marlon blows this theory out of the water.
He blows this theory way out of the water. Because Marlon's having threesomes with his 80-year-old girlfriend, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, what is it? Is there a line of demarcation? Yeah. 26, 27?
You know,
what? Yeah.
Past the age. You're geriatric. You're not good. Yeah. you're too
you're
old.
You're 27.
For
you're above the threesome line. Yeah. Can I see your ID, please? I'm clearly old enough to drink. No. I'm checking for the threesome line. Oh, you're at the threesome line? Remember you used to go in and they had, if you are not born before, you know, January 19th, 1982, you can't buy cigarettes? I'm just going to have that on my chest. It's if you were born before 1982, you can't have a threesome.
I can't even be with you.
No. No. God bless. I would say it's probably more likely that the older that you get,
yes,
the more welcoming you
Correct.
Are of open sexual yes. activity. I think you experiment a lot when you're young.
Right.
But I don't think you're like super comfortable with the idea of threesomes until you have a few relationships under your belt and you know how to handle yourself and other people. Because least of all, you be jealous. Because I got a news for you, guys, who are not currently sitting on your couch at home looking for the four secret signs some slutty librarian's going to pop out with her friends and start having sex with you. The reality is, you're the one that's going to get jealous because they are going to disinclude you at some point.
Exactly.
No one ever thinks about that before a threesome, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
As women get older, especially as they get up into their 30s, their sexual marketplace value declines. It goes down, generally speaking.
Damn.
Wow.
You're out,
Chrissy. You're done. Don't even know why you're here. You're no good to my dick. You're of no use to my dick. Your marketplace, sexual marketplace value plummeted years
Boom,
ago.
Out.
You're out. By the time you're 35.
Barren land.
Barren wasteland of hot ass. I don't even know why you bother getting dressed in the morning. You should stay at home, eat bonbons, and masturbate with a dildo.
Hopefully you're married at this point.
Yeah, I hope you get married
Trap
before
someone.
27, because you're done for after that. But this guy at 42, clearly his sexual marketplace value is sky high with that outfit. Oh my God, dude. This is why these guys should just give it a rest, honestly. And then they get hundreds of thousands of views on their video. And I can't imagine who in the fuck is taking this advice. It's not even advice. It makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
He's not even stringing coherent paragraphs together.
Cases. She isn't nearly sought after by other guys as much. And she feels increasingly threatened by younger women. Not necessarily jealous of younger women, but threatened by younger
people. And what is the difference?
I was going to say.
Yeah. And what is the difference? Jesse, oh, Jesse. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. Yeah. Threatened.
I'm not jealous of you. I'm just highly threatened by your better looks, smarter brain, and bigger tits. No, but don't mistake that for jealousy. Because I'm not a jealous person. I don't do that. It's like when people say, I'm a people person. Oh, are you? Are you a people person? Is that what you are? You mean you like other humans? How much fucking sense does that make? Everybody's a people person. We're all people!
Women. In the sense of it's a competition. And once a woman is in her 30s, she's really looking more for stability from a man. She's not really looking for sexual adventure anymore. So slightly older women, especially.
Oh my God, I find that to be the complete opposite.
I was going to say, he's got it completely wrong.
Completely wrong. Completely wrong.
Yes.
When I was a younger man, the older women that I found myself in dalliances with were the most adventurous.
Yeah.
They were the most open to ideas.
They know what you want.
Yeah, they know what they want. Mm-hmm. They've been around the block a few times. Yeah. They're willing to give things a try,
they
or they have tried.
They can smell the bullshit.
They can smell
the
bullshit.
They know other girls look different than them, yeah. And the hottest model is out there. Whatever.
They're not trying to compete with 20-year-olds because they have so much more to offer.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, 20-year-old has a taut body. But that's a window in time. Yeah. It's a 4-year period between 18 and 22 when you look your best. And then everything goes downhill from there. Everything starts to hurt and sag. And yeah, your vagina gets a little looser and your balls hang a little lower. It's what happens. But you know what? You know what you get in exchange? You get experience. Mm-hmm. And you start. And that's when the jealousy can fade away a little bit because you don't get so hot to trot about every person that comes walking in front of your wife. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like this guy has it completely wrong. Wrong.
They get up into their 30s, more often than not, are simply less inclined to wanting to do threesomes with other girls simply because they see other women as a threat, especially younger women. They see other women, especially younger women, as competition. Now, younger women, on the other hand, you know, girls in their early 20s, girls in college, they're just far more inclined.
Girls in college? Dude, you are in your 40s at least. Bro!
I mean, is he like a director of a porn?
You
know, like the
he is going to get people arrested. What are you doing?
So ridiculous.
This is asinine information.
College.
I'm sorry,
Jesse.
Just
go about the local college.
Yeah.
Go to the library.
That's right.
That's where they're at.
Go to the mall. That's where John Anthony goes to pick up hot 18-year-olds.
The makeup counter.
Yeah, the makeup counter at the local mall. You know those girls that are selling the rocks that have little steam that comes out of them, little water fountains with a little steam? You want to try a sample of my Edsel's pretzels? No, but I would like you to blow me with a couple of your hot friends. How old are you? I'm 82. I've got experience, but I don't like women older than 18 because they don't... They're not into the kind of adventure I'm into.
Right.
What kind of adventure are you into? Getting a boner and getting it sucked. I don't know. Stuff like that, you know.
The usual.
You walk around this mall every day. I see you. For 2 years, you've been walking around this mall eating my Edsel's pretzels. I'm just trying to get you in bed, babe.
To want to experiment threesomes. They're going to be more open to it in general, simply because these younger women are in their sexual prime. They feel like they have more.
Dude, have you ever read a book, bro?
I know, this is crazy.
This guy's so off base. Women are not in their sexual prime until well into their 30s. Mm-hmm. Men are in their sexual prime between 7 and 10. When we stick our dick in literally anything that walks or not walks. A wall, whatever.
A toilet paper holder.
Yeah, toilet paper holder. Been there, done that. If it had a hole in it in the house, it's likely my cock was in it. Which, thank God, my parents have moved since then. But I'm just saying, sorry to the new owners of the house. Behind some drywall, there's probably a load of... a load. That's a load of load. This guy is, he's so misinformed.
Oh, options I got to see what guys. The tip number four is, though.
Oh, yeah.
About relationship stability. You know, if they lose a guy, if they lose a boyfriend, they feel like they can easily replace him in a snap, just like that.
Yeah, because that's what young ladies are known for, is just getting over things in a snap. The fuck is going on here? It's like opposite day in this guy's video. Women, you reach their sexual prime at 17, and then they're done. Their sexual value just goes down. They're not interested in sex anymore. Men, however, peak at 55, like me.
Yeah, young girls just hop around, boom, that's right. Boom, boom.
This
boom.
Corn cob cowboy like hat, it indicates my sexual prime. I'm hiding my bald spot with this corn cob basket weaved hat and this Banana Republic undershirt. I'm in my sexual prime. I literally have a boner right now.
Younger women are also craving new stimulation. They're looking for brand new experiences. They're looking to experiment. Younger women are just looking to do different things, new things. And they're still trying to figure out who they are, what their personality is, what they hold as their values. So a big sign
they
that
like
a girl will be...
They like to sleep with everyone.
Yeah, they're just... anyone under 22, they're ready to go. You don't even have to talk to them. You just blow in their ear.
Just do your ball wave.
All you do is you just do give them a little ball air, walk by them. It's kind of like a silent but deadly fart. But you just do a little ball wave. You waggle your balls a little bit. Watch the panties fall to the floor. But if they're over 22... You're in bad luck. They're just the vaginas are dead. Yeah. Literally have no life in them. As a matter of fact, I think they close up after 30. It's kind of like an ear pierce that you haven't put in a while. It just closes up.
Threesomes is simply that she is younger. And guys, the fourth sign innocent angel of a girl is secretly desiring to have a threesome with you and be the bad girl is that she doesn't have any shame in the bedroom. Does this girl happily walk around naked right in front of you, even when you've just slept with her for the very first time?
Oh my. Dude, if you stick your penis in someone's vagina, you've pretty much left everything at the door. You know what I'm saying? Who cares if you walk in front of someone naked after you just slept with them? You just showed them the underside of your undercarriage. If they've seen your taint, there's not much more that can be left to the imagination. Who cares?
So if they walk around naked, they're up for threesomes.
By the way, I don't think I've ever slept with a woman who hasn't walked in front of me naked directly after we slept together. I'm going to get shy then? Let me put on my loincloth. It's not like the movies are like, pass me my pants. It's not like that. You just get up.
Yeah, exactly. Get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, if you're me, I'm like, I'm going to take a hot shit. I'll be right back. You got a magazine in there I can read?
She scream and moan and make loud noises when she orgasms openly and without shame. When you try something new,
no woman has ever
orgasmed
with this guy. I'm just going out on a limb.
Totally, totally. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Are you openly and honestly having an orgasm right now? I'm just curious because it seems like you're holding back on me. Walk in front of me naked. Go on. Let me see you. Let me see you.
Oh my. In the bedroom, is she completely open and eager to try it? Or does she want to turn off the lights when she walks around naked? Is she quiet as a mouse when you two have sex? Or does she blush when you suggest trying something new?
Let me ask you this, Jesse. If she makes gobble gobble noises, what exactly? Where would you put her on this? On
she's
the scale?
Silent while you have sex.
She's silent when you have sex.
If she's silent, no threesomes for you.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Holy. Is there any other way that a girl would be during sex? Because in my experience, they're all silent. Is it weird to be reading an article and? The New Yorker.
Business Week. Yeah.
Ad Age Daily while you're having sex. Because that's what I've experienced.
She doesn't have any shame in the bedroom. If she's openly expressive and openly experimental, that's a huge sign, my friend, that she's
openly drunk.
Would like to have a threesome.
Yeah.
All right, since you enjoyed this video, you're going to love these two videos as well.
Oh.
The first one is...
Wait, what's that?
Easiest way to smash cute girls, which is perfect if you're looking for a fast hookup with a beautiful woman. How to spot a cute girl who wants sex right now, which is perfect if you want to avoid rejection in awkward situations. So guys,
if you want to avoid rejection in awkward situations.
If you want quick sex right now with a cute girl.
Oh, Nelly.
Yeehaw.
Homer. Oh, I think we found another one.
Whoa.
They're not hard to find. Just Google them. They're all over the place. John Anthony was... I think I stumbled upon him looking for a video on submarines or something.
How to torpedo girls.
Yeah, how to torpedo ladies. Me and Brazil over here torpedoing ladies. Oh, so much fun. Oh, we love the pickup artists, don't we?
It's just so much fun. It is too funny.
Oh, it's been a good day here in the TCB studio. Sometimes we record for hours and we get nothing out of it. And then sometimes it just all comes together.
My stomach got a workout.
Yeah. Sometimes I find out that Chrissy is secretly just a slutty librarian.
Yeah, ready for sex, baby.
Yeah.
Except I'm past 27.
Well, your sexual marketplace value is down. But that's good news because I have zero marketplace value. So we make a good couple. All right. Okay. TCBpodcast.com. You know the drill. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video right there from one location. Also, if you would like your 21 EPM sticker, your bumper sticker for your car, and a couple of additional little treats.
It can also go in your refrigerator.
Yes, that's true. We've had some people put it on the refrigerator. But do us a favor. When you get your sticker, send us a picture of where that sticker has gone. Doesn't matter if it's on the car or the refrigerator.
I've got it on my book, on your journal.
Yeah, on your slutty librarian girlfriend.
Card.
Yeah.
Your librarian card.
Doesn't matter. But you get it by going to the website, tcbpodcast.com, hitting the contact us button, and dropping us your physical address. If you're out of the country, we may have to communicate with you on how to get it to you because some countries are easier than others to deliver mail to. So just let you know that. But we still welcome the request and we'll try our best to get it to you in a quick way. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. That's where you go to communicate with us. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We would love it all. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for full episodes at the same time they air here on the audio feed. So go check out our friend Jesse and see what a douchebag he is with your own eyes. That's what we'd like you to do. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say we must say.
Goodbye.